after a year now, there's some actual pleasant, kind of pleasant experiences that have come out of it. And I think that's what humans have been so good at through the centuries and adapting to their change. And I'd like to find that I'm trying to fit into that aspect of change and deal with it also.
What has been pleasant about it?
Well, I grew up on the prairie, and I moved to the woods because I wanted to be surrounded by trees, but I always longed for a little more opening in the woods up here. There's kind of an openness and an airiness, and the light is a lot more intense, and seeing new plants grow in there, it's a kind of an uplifting experience in a sense. Plus, what choice do we have? We have to learn to embrace it and like it if we're lovers of nature.
How has the experience of being in the Boundary Waters changed?
I would say 90% or more of the people that go up there really won't notice much of a difference until they get to the campsites or when they portage from one lake to the other. For someone like me who lives up here, and it's kind of my business and my life to look into it real deep, it's pretty traumatic. It's a big, in the bigger picture, I've been hearing that as much as half of the old growth forest in the eastern United States went down that storm. We had about half of the forest that remains east of the Mississippi, old growth trees, and that's what's hard.
Yeah. Do you think your neighbors share your attitude about what happened?
No. I think some do deeply, but I don't think that people talk about it much up here. I think this is we're still on the frontier in a sense. This is kind of what we kind of jokingly call Ely the end of the road town, and a lot of kind of individualists people that like to be on the edge live up here, and I think they find it not too, a little bit too emotional and too sensitive to talk about those things.
Mm-hmm. Is there a lot of fear about forest fires?
Well, after the storm, we all saw the crescendo. We all were worried. We saw this trend of dry summers and dry winters, and the prediction was there would probably be a fire this summer, or at least in the next 10 years. And we've had, I don't think we've had a day with a real fire danger up here. We've had, early in the spring, there was a little bit of fire danger. Nearly every 3 days or so, we get a real nice rain. It's been kind of a surprise. The lush growth up in the Boundary Waters is really quite startling.
How is the forest coming back?
Well, I've noticed the trees are starting to adjust a little bit. Some of the trees that blew down, we thought were dead. In fact, they're greatly alive. The tips of the trees are starting to move up. Say if the trees at a 45 degree angle, they're pointing straight up now. So the trees will have an interesting configuration, to say the least. A lot of the pine trees and some of the birch trees and aspens that were not quite knocked over, but the root was still intact, will be at varying angles and different angles, and that'll be kind of an interesting curiosity in the years to come. Some of the other plants are a little bit behind schedule.